Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome, friends and family, to Dr. Matt and Dr. Mark's A to Z of the Human Body. I'm your host, Matthew, Associate Professor Dr. Mark Todorovic.
Rub it in.
And I'm joined by...
Your inferior.
Matt Barton.
Yeah.
Matt Barton. Wow.
Is there a...
What a loser.
Is there an opposite to an applause?
Yeah, I think it's the crickets. Anyway...
Talking cricket, we lost the cricket in the last game.
Yeah, you can see how much
it's a great game.
See how much I care about
West Indies. Well done, West Indies.
What about the East Indies?
That was a company, a British company that overtook India.
Right. Let's not bring that up then. I know the West Indies. I just don't like cricket. So let's just talk.
You love it. I don't like cricket.
I love it. Yeah. All right. Topic. What is it? Because I can't pronounce it.
Amacrine cell.
Amocrine.
Amacrine.
Amacrine. Spell it for me.
See, I would have thought A-M-A-C-R-I-N-E.
Right.
See, Amacrine. I would have thought by the name it would have basically meant something to do with...
Endocrine.
Yeah.
But Amacrine. Amacrine. Amacrine sounds like when it's like, Amacrine? No. You're a crying.
You're a crying.
You're a crying. I'm a crying. You're a crying. We're both a crying. I'm Italian. I can do the accent. I'm a crying. So, all right. Now, listener, please know that, as you can tell, Matt and I take it in turns to prepare for these A to Zs. I have no idea what his topic is until we press the record button. So I'm going to guess... Amacrine, I actually haven't heard of this term before. Probably should have, I assume. But crine makes me think that a substance is released into something else. The ama aspect, like as a prefix, I can't even guess. What is the etymology of this term? And then hopefully from the etymology I can guess the function. Can I do that?
Okay, yep. All right. So it's nothing to do with that, but that also would have been
my guess. Wait, so the crine part is not correct?
No.
Oh.
So it's in three parts. A.
Oh, it means the absence or...
Yeah, okay. Not or non.
Yeah.
Okay. Mac.
Oh, so yeah, M-A. Like a Big Mac, so burger.
Or Macca.
Oh, Macca, like my old neighbour. Oh, you don't want... I had an old neighbour called Macca.
Because they had a name like McDonald's or something?
I don't know, but he was, how do I put it? He was a different human being and not the nicest human being. I might just leave it there because he, drugs were involved and the police were involved multiple times. Frequently. I would say the police were over at our neighbor's house once a week.
Wow.
Because of Macca.
And crazy dog.
Oh, yeah, they had a giant dog. My daughter developed a fear of dogs because of their dog. They had a huge dog, and it was a nice dog, but huge. But the thing is they just let it roam
do its own thing.
Free. in the front yard. And so my kids would be out. I've got, you know, when my daughter was 3 years old, this dog was bounding towards her and knocked her over, but just to lick her. But she freaked out.
Yeah.
She literally developed a fear of dogs. And they're like, oh, no, it's all right. Like, this is how Macca would talk. Oh, no, man, it's fine. The dog's fine. Don't worry about it. And I was just like, yeah, but my daughter doesn't know it's fine. So put your dog away. Him and I had a couple of arguments and disagreements. Anyway, all right. So we said A is the absence of. Mac or Macca is what?
Long, meaning an extension.
He was very tall and thin.
Okay, and
so the absence of a extension.
And I-N-E or I-N is fibre.
Right, so amacrine is the absence of a long, thin fibre.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
It is.
So we're now describing something in regards to what it's not.
Yeah.
I hate this about biology sometimes when they describe something not as to what it is but as to what it's not. What is this bloody thing, Matt?
So this is a neuron or a neuronal-like cell.
Right.
But as we know with most neurons, they have long extensions. Projections.
Like so axons.
Axons.
Right. So and this is a neuron with a short axon.
Correct. Or no axon.
Oh.
So it just becomes like a cell body with two dendrite ends.
Oh, okay. So is this like an interneuron?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, so this is going to be a neuron that really doesn't care about projecting too far. It's about having a local conversation.
Yeah.
And
between two further neurons.
Right. So interneurons and the term amacrine are interchangeable?
Yeah, that's a class of neuron they are. They would be a class of interneuron. That's right.
Right, yep. Right. Okay, that's
generally cool. Generally that they would be considered an inhibitory interneuron.
Why inhibitory? Just happens to be that that's just what they...
You know, their neurotransmitters generally going to be GABA.
Right.
But they can also excite, but generally speaking, they're probably more considered inhibitory.
So most amacrine neurons are GABAergic.
Yeah.
So they release GABA, which is inhibitory.
That's right, but not exclusive. There are some that...
Exceptions.
...that use glycine.
Which is also inhibitory.
Oh, it's also inhibitory.
You mean glutamate? Or is it just an inhibitory... Anyway, it doesn't matter.
So let's talk about the process quickly, the processing of vision.
Oh, okay. It's a bit different.
Because this is where it's located. It's in the retina.
Okay, Huberman, let's go.
So the amacrine cell is in one of the 10 layers of the retina.
Right.
Okay, so it's an interneuron, but it plays an important role for both light perception but also colour and luminosity.
So when you say one of the 10 layers of the retina...
I can go through it.
Oh.
Is that what you wanted?
No, I don't think anyone asked for that. No, but my question was, what do you mean by layers? 10 neuronal layers or 10...
No, there's not 10 different layers of neurons, but... If you were to look at the retina in cross-section, I guess you'd say.
Yeah, which I've done recently because I've got a hole in my retina.
Okay, so with your retina, if you were to cut it. So if you were to cut the eye sagittally,
okay,
so into a right and left half,
yeah,
and then zoom right down into the retina area,
yeah,
that would be stratified into 10 layers.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay.
Now, there's not 10 neuronal bits to it.
Yep.
They would project into different layers.
Sure.
But there are 10 bits, I guess you could break it up into.
Yep.
Okay. So when light comes through the eye, so through the pupil, goes through the aqueous humor, and then hits the retina.
Yep.
The first layer it actually hits is one. This actually surprised me because it was the opposite of what I thought.
Right.
The light actually goes through all the 10 layers and then hits the back of the eye,
okay,
which is the pigment epithelium.
Yeah.
And that's sole function is to stop light bouncing around the eye. It just absorbs it.
Right. Okay? That makes sense.
But it doesn't play a role really in terms of activation of the rods or cones.
All right.
But the next layer, so that's actually the first layer. Layer one is the pigment epithelium.
And it's the deepest.
It's the deepest.
So the 10 layers go from deep to superficial.
That's right.
Okay. Exactly. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Wouldn't have thought that either.
And then we go into the first layer, which is the photoreceptor.
Yeah.
And that is going to be the cones or rods.
Right.
Cones for color, rods just light.
Interesting. Okay. Maca also like cones. All right. Go on.
Now, the photoreceptor,
yeah,
even though it's a one cell, it's quite a long cell. But it's only one cell layer thick. It has three parts to it. It has the
wait.
In terms of the ten layers,
you're saying the what
the photoreceptor cell. So this could be either the cones or the rods.
Yeah, only goes in one layer.
No, it goes through three.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
So the receptor part, which is going to actually pick up the photon.
Yep.
That's layer two, which is the photoreceptor. Yep. Then we have the outer limiting membrane, which is just kind of like a connective tissue membrane.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the other side of that is where it's called the outer nuclear layer, which is just the cell nucleus of all those photoreceptors.
And that's the fourth layer.
That's the fourth layer.
Right.
Now, I don't want to go through all of them because it's going to take beyond what we should do with this
because
podcast.
Because we need to know about the amacrine.
That's right. But what the photoreceptor cell projects to is now another interneuron, which is a bipolar cell.
Meaning?
Two axons.
Right.
And then that projects to the ganglion cell, which is going to be essentially the optic nerve.
Which is located where?
That's going to be the dendrites of the ganglion cell, which would be layer 8.
Yeah.
And then layer 9 is the nerve fiber layer.
Right.
And that will be taking the nerve out of the eyeball.
Yeah.
And then the outer limiting membrane, number 10, that's just like the cover of the eyeball.
Right. So what you're telling me is that the retina is so complex.
Yes, it is so complex.
But you haven't highlighted anything about amacrine cells.
Because it's difficult to do it without setting the framework from the other part.
All right.
So from a visual processing standpoint, it really goes from light comes, hits the photoreceptor cell, that projects onto the bipolar cell, which then projects onto the ganglion cell,
yep,
and then it takes it out of the eye to then take the brain. Right.
Right.
But between these three connections, there are the interneurons.
Oh.
Okay. And in these interneurons, one of the interneuron types is the amacrons or amacrines. Okay. Now,
but if they're inhibitory, what's going on here?
Well, it's going to play. So, in terms
it's
of
just modulating the signal.
Yes, that's right. So, in terms of the rod processing,
mm-hmm,
it's fairly simple in the sense that
difference between rods and cones again.
Rods. Is much more abundant.
Yeah.
Rods, there's 120 million of them in your retina.
Yeah.
They are just light sensitive. So technically one photon can activate or hyperpolarize the rod cell.
So they're just about light and dark.
That's right. And you can only see black and white with them.
Okay. But they're what gives us our nighttime vision, daytime vision.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then cones are about the color.
Color, that's right. There's only 6 million of those, so significantly less. They're all focused in the macula of your eye, particularly the highest concentrations in the fova, which is where you get the greatest color sensitization.
Brendan Favola.
Fova.
Oh, okay.
Which I think just means divot or something.
All right.
So that's where they're located. Now, they need a lot more light to give you color perception, the cones.
Okay.
And the cones are arranged by the wavelength of light that they absorb. So red, green, blue.
Amazing.
Yeah. So it's actually the amacrine play a greater role in modulating the cone connections, and that can give you the ability of the luminosity of the color, but also...
So the degree of color.
That's right. But also the way that you're... So it's almost within the eye... It's got its own microcircuits.
Wow.
So they can somewhat change the perception of vision there before they actually send it to the brain. And that can play around with movement of colour and also intensity of colour, both in a wide and a narrow focus range. So wide being broader parts of your retina and then narrow being deeper parts.
Don't cover the microphone.
Deeper parts of your retina. Okay. And this is all done by amacron cells.
All right, so my question to you, don't know if you have the answer to it, what happens if you've got, and I don't know if this even happens, damage to your amacron cells in your retina?
Well, the one condition I came across that plays a role here is diabetic retinopathy.
Oh, okay.
So this is a condition. You'd say this is a neurovascular condition.
Yes.
So
it would probably affect multiple cell types.
Yeah, so with diabetic retinopathy, this is called a microvascular condition that would also go with the neuropathies and the nephropathies.
Yep.
So the way I think of it is the high amounts of sugar in your blood over long periods of time kind of causes it glycosylates these tissues and then causes histological changes.
So sugarifies them. It turns them into powdered donuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so in this case of the retina, the amacrine cells are one of many that get affected, and that will cause change in the retinal morphology, retinal morphology. And so because particularly these cells have a modulating effect, therefore the changes in vision will be impacted by the impact to these cells.
But we don't know in what way it changes it.
I think that'd be very complicated to really, yeah. as we spoke about.
Because there's so many circuits.
That's right, microcircuits. But we do know with diabetics that their vision is one area that becomes impacted when it is poorly managed. So even with acute flare-ups, they will start to get blurred vision and so forth.
Well, there you go.
Mm.
And that's amacrine cells.
Amacrine.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.